Blog Talk Radio.
You got the commish here live on OFL After Dark, early Friday, 12:20 a.m., starting a little later than normal. Had a couple things going on. Supposed to have some callers coming in, so we'll see if that happens. So we got an issue here in the group chat. I'm not even bringing his name up. You guys know who it is. You know, if you want to do money games, that's fine, man. Do it on your own. That's why it's not allowed in the main chat. Because, you know, what's been occurring is a certain individual hasn't been a man of his word, hasn't paid multiple people, and they complain to me and hold me responsible, and it makes the OFL Now community look bad. So that person has been removed from the group chat. Obviously, we had sufficient evidence, not just once, not just twice, but we had been gathering evidence, as we always do here in the OFL Now with myself and other league officials. We don't jump the gun. We make sure we stack evidence, have it in writing, and all that stuff. So, you know, I guess what I'm saying is we're not just going to react and make and kick someone out of the chat. Now, we haven't kicked them out of the league, this individual, but we will be holding a league officer meeting here within the next couple of days. Right now, Freddy Krueger is extremely busy with what's going on in his life. So when we get a chance, we're going to all meet up, and we're going to discuss the future of this individual if we want him to be a part of this community going forward. A lot of people have sent me private messages clearly stating they think this individual is not what we need representing us and is causing more problems than it's worth having him in here. But we'll see what happens with that. And obviously this isn't the first time, so what's that? Hey, guys, Group 6 Multiple, you guys asked for it. It's out there. It's filling up a little slowly, but, you know, it's two seasons for $25. So it's only like $12.50. I'm sure you can get a pizza at Pizza Hut for that anymore. Win $175. You can go look around. I'm pretty sure that's about the best you can find out pay percentage in the league. So I know as soon as we hit this advertisement, video going out on it should fill up fast, but you guys might want to get in it since you asked for it. Also, we have changes to OFL Now Prime. It's still fantasy draft, one season, 61 to get in, but after talking to people, we have changed the prize structure. It's now $1,000 for first place, $300 for second, and then $100 for third and fourth, so you can win some money and not even win the whole thing. So that's a little unusual for an OFL Now league. Actually, it's a first, but, you know, you're putting $61 up. At least now you have four chances to pretty much double your money. But let's go right to the lines right now. We got a 616. You're now live with the commish here on OFL After Dark. Who am I speaking with? 616, you there? 616? I must be having some technical difficulties there. Oh, 616, what's up? This is Commish. Who am I speaking with?
OFL Now, JJ, league co-owner, league official,
co-head of the OFL Now Players Union with Freddie. Now, guys, keep Freddie in your prayers. You know, he's got a lot of things going on in his life. But he's not alone. I've talked to a lot of other members going through some real serious life situations right now. So keep everybody, you know, keep everybody in your thoughts and think about that before you go talking trash or starting some kind of controversy, because they might be actually going through some real life situations and could be using Madden as a positive way to escape from what's going on in their life. So right now is probably not a good time to be attacking people. But JJ, I want to keep the individual's name named here, but I'm not sure if you even saw. But basically, a guy made a money game with somebody he didn't pay, and the guy's claiming that, you know, OFL Now owns him or owes him the money because this individual didn't pay him. And this isn't the first time. It's actually about the third or fourth time has occurred. Now, I went ahead and removed him from the group chat. That way it kind of distances ourselves from him. But at the same time, it's not going to completely distance ourselves until we remove him from all OFL Now leagues. I'm getting a lot of messages from people that just don't think he's a good influence or representative of this community. How do you feel about that? I know we will have a league officer meeting to definitely decide if we keep them or remove them. But your first initial thoughts about this?
Yeah, we've done had several talks about this bunny stuff, and it's supposed to be on your own terms, and we gotta crack down more on that. If this guy does it several times, it could. I mean, I obviously think that it needs to be, you know, something needs to go down. That pretty much probably kicked out, because several times, man, he's going to keep doing it.
Right, yeah. I'm with you on that the several times. And, you know, it's like a repeat offender, you know. The judicial system, you know, they have the three strikes, you're outlaw or whatever. Or, mm-hmm. You know, I agree. It's going to keep going on, and it's always newer members mm-hmm. that aren't familiar, and then they come back. Now, granted, there was no discussion of the game on the group chat, but what the individual is doing is he's using the community and the new members, and then, you know, using it basically as a recruiting ground to have money games, which, you know, a lot of the guys do play money games, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when somebody burns you, you can't come back to the OFL Now and say, hey, man, he burned me, I need my money, it's on you, because it's not. I mean, we have nothing to do with that. Would you agree? Mm-hmm.
I agree. That does have anything to do with us. Now, I don't know why they would think that, to be honest. There's no button that says play a guy and win the money from OFL now. Everything's pretty self-explanatory what we're doing, not what the individual games. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's probably one of those last-ditch efforts to try to get their money. So they think, well, you know, he didn't pay me. I mean, the guy's exact words, well, this guy's your homie. He plays in your league, so I figured you'd pay me. I'm like, no,
yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense. But, yeah.
Let's move on. It's not a good situation, and I'm sure we'll be talking more about this on the radio show when we have more news about it or make our final decision. But let's talk about some of the positives we got going on in the league. Over 125-plus members, I'd say the majority are enjoying themselves. We can always make it better. We can always never get stuck at being where we're at and always try to improve. But the March Madness 64 tournament, our biggest tournament ever, 64 people. I know you're in there.
It just
kicked off at midnight yesterday, so it's a day in, and yeah, I'd say about half the games are getting played. It's an interesting one because, 64 people, so that's 32 games. That's a lot, man. You don't see that much in the Madden community, especially online. How do you think this is going to work out for us?
I think it's going to be good as it gets narrowed down. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to have a lot of – because like me, like I was saying, I got a lot of league games, so I know with the tournament I got to fit that in. And I think you might have some of that with some people. But for the most part, I think it's going to be good. It'll be a lot of competition. Pretty much probably going to get to see who the best of the best. You might have some people that's underdog sneak in there. I think it'll be pretty good.
Yeah. And if you notice that the bracket, I know you've been very busy with your leagues and with your family and everything. If you got to look, I mean, over half of the 64 are brand new people that have never even participated in an OFL Now league or tournament for that matter. So I think that's pretty good. Maybe we can get a couple new people to join or see what we're doing. I talked to some people, and they really think that our name is getting out there and getting better, and people are starting to notice. So maybe we will get an influx of people, especially with Cyrus out there broadcasting. I know you're out there broadcasting. So the more we put it out, I know Black Assassin just started broadcasting a lot. So
Houston's going to start broadcasting too. We got to see his connection is pretty good today too.
All right, yeah, that'd be great. Speaking of which, it's going to be a big matchup tomorrow. We're going to have OFL Now Houston going up against Cyrus the Virus, hopefully in prime time. So that'd be pretty good matchup.
Houston says Cyrus doesn't have it anymore, so I love to see this one.
Oh yeah, I heard those words come out of his mouth. He did say that. He said he's washed up. I beg to differ. You just played Cyrus. Do you think he's washed up?
I don't think he's close to watch them. Not even remotely close.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Houston was drinking or smoking at that moment, but I think he might have stepped out of bounds on that one. But we'll see. We'll see. A lot of people, you were 11-point underdog. A lot of people didn't give you much of a chance, and you proved everybody wrong. So who knows? We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. I think people take a lot of these people for a game. It's a lot of good people, especially like the Doris guy I played. He's good too.
So we'll see what happens with that game. We'll get a spread from Buck, but I imagine Cyrus will be the favorite going into there, but never know. Houston's been playing really well. There's no doubt about that. We'll see.
Yeah.
Now, was that exciting to get to play somebody that was on the ESPN Madden Nation? Was that something you were kind of like, this is pretty cool?
I think it was exciting. I mean, I mean, really, he, they made the people that, that back in those days made Madden even more popular. So it's I mean, whether people want to say it or not, he's a big part of Madden. You know, that that everybody was into that. If you love Madden, you knew what the Madden bus. Everybody wanted to put on the Madden bus. So just the fact that he get to, he got to do that, and, I mean, that's just like, you know, that's great for the game, and you know. So yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and you're right. Those people really built the community and laid the foundation and everything for, you know, people like us to come around and, you know, put our own little twist or spin or however you want to say on what they have already started and created and, you know, go from there. Now, did playing somebody of that caliber that you used to watch on TV, did it make you really want to... Were you, like, more focused, more into the game, wanted to, like,
yeah,
put
I'm,
your best
I'm more
performance
focused
on?
Against those guys. I'm more focused against those guys. I mean, I'm very good under pressure, and I really come for big games, and whenever I play somebody like that, like him or Buck Sweep, I try to give it my all. I try to take time when I'm thinking. So, yeah, I definitely play a lot harder when I play people like that.
Yeah, I believe that. Speaking of Buck Sweep, he actually was upset in the first round of that March Madness 64. Does that surprise you a little bit? Yeah.
I mean, the $20 boy, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, you start talking like that, it can easily be caught up like the Patriots versus the Giants. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not – I found out afterwards the guy that beat him is actually ranked number one on Madden on the, like, head-to-head online rankings.
The J. Mills guy?
Yeah, the J. Mills guy, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
that's
God,
who beat him. And so we'll see what this guy's all about. I'm making some noise. Now, let's switch gears a little bit and go into the NFL. Now, you know I'm an Eagles fan. What do you think about them acquiring DeMarco Murray?
I hope everything works out. I mean, long as Bradford stays healthy, and I guess they got two number one running backs, that's good. If Matthew stays healthy, that's two good running backs. Longest Chip's vision works out, you know, I think if people stop talking.
Now, would you... you know, because they wanted Gore, and then, you know, he went to the Colts. Would you rather had, as a Colts fan, would you rather have Gore, or would you want to have Murray?
Gore is consistently good, so probably Gore. Murray just came on the scene, and Murray has some, at times has injury problems, and Gore doesn't.
True.
I'm feeling good about not only because Gore is a good running back, just the motivation and the leadership he's going to bring to the Colts. He actually looks really good in blue. Like, I'm not saying that just because he can't out team, but I've seen him in the Colts, like Colts hoodies and everything. And I didn't ever think he would look, but it looked good. Well, and him and Andre Johnson. Andre Johnson was actually a little weird, but I mean, I liked the. I mean, seeing Gore felt like he was a part of our team right off the bat.
Now we got another caller from the 412. 412, is that you, Snake Eyes?
Yep.
What's up, now, James? Snake Eyes, we're talking a little bit about free agency. What did you think about the Eagles acquiring DeMarco Murray? And would you rather have Frank Gore or DeMarco Murray on your team?
I'd rather, truthfully, like to have Frank Gore and Livedo Bell.
Nice.
Like a 1-2 combo. One power and then one semi speed and it can catch out of the backfield.
What did you think about Jason Worrell's retiring?
He wanted to stay stellar, you know? That's just what it comes down to. I mean, they offered him a five year contract and he didn't want that. And I still say that he sure took that. I just heard today that Titans might be getting James Harrison.
Wow, I didn't hear that. Did you hear that, JJ?
What did he say? I didn't hear him.
Go ahead and repeat that, what? Snake.
I said that the Titans might be getting James Harrison.
James Harrison? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah, because Dick LeBeau being
down, I don't
down
think that's
going to
work out too well.
Like that.
I don't think James Harrison likes to play anywhere but Pittsburgh. He proved that in Cincinnati.
Yeah, but I mean, he gets to play with his old defensive coordinator. I mean, just to see what happens, you know? I mean, you never know what happens.
Yeah.
I pretty much thought James Harrison was pretty much done,
to be honest. But, I mean, hopefully that works out for him.
Now, Snake, what do you think the Steelers will do with their linebackers if they lose both him and Worlds?
They're talking about Jarvis Jones starting maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I don't know who's going to start on the other side. I mean, me personally, I would move Ryan Sager over there and get those two speedsters and just let them collapse on the quarterback. That's what I would do.
That makes sense.
I don't know about that.
If they don't do that in real life, I'm going to do it in the game.
Well, you're going to make
that's
a difference,
just
huh?
Me.
So you're telling me you're smarter than Mike Tomlin?
Yeah.
I don't think you take Shazier out of the middle. Shazier needs to stay in the middle.
He's smarter than Mike Tomlin. I've heard it all today, folks. And speaking of hearing it all, we got the legendary caller coming out of the 806 area code. 806, you're now live here with the commish, JJ Jerk, and the man known as Snake Eyes, also known as being smarter than Mike Tomlin when it comes to football decisions. Who are we speaking with?
Yes, sir. This is the Wee Witness.
Now, Wee Witness, I'm real happy to have you call in. What do you down there in Texas? What do you think about DeMarco Murray leaving the great state of Texas and coming up here to blue collar Pennsylvania?
Man, it's just business. I mean, you saw DeMarco Murray and Dez Bryant tweet on Twitter. They're just really respectful towards each other. Just they know that. I guess he had to go. I mean,
and plus, what I think that it had to do with was with money and Jerry Jones not wanting to pay him.
But why would Jerry Jones not want to pay him? I mean, he's got money. He was their pretty much the main focus of their offense last year. Wouldn't you say, Witness?
Yeah. I wouldn't say. Well, I mean, he played a nice part, but I mean, I think they'll be just fine. I mean, I'm not a Cowboys fan personally, so I could give a damn about them. But
mm-hmm.
I called them the Crab Boys.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Thanks for that fun fact, Snake. Anyways, Witness, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with your Group 2 multiple team. Are you still undefeated?
Yeah, my Group 2 single, yes.
Or Group 2 single, I apologize. So what's going on with them, man? Has it been an easy schedule to get you undefeated, a lot of close games? Give everybody a little update what's occurring over there.
Now, I'm not going to say I've had an easy schedule. I mean, well, I've had some pretty crazy games with some people. I know played Finesse. He was a good game I played with. I played Mad Dream. I've had quite a few tough people on my schedule. But I just find a way to get through the games. Most of my games, other than Mad Dream and Finesse, I've beaten them, like, by a good 30 points. So. But I know right now I got Mad Dream coming up again, so maybe he'll have something new to show me this time around.
Well, you know he's going to have solid defense. That's one thing that's for certain.
Yeah. He's very, very skilled on defense.
But, I mean, you're cut from the same cloth as one of OFL's now's offensive masterminds, Savage. So we'll
yeah.
see. It'll be a battle of offense versus defense, and who knows? You people, will, who knows what will happen, really? Now, with
hopefully I'll do all right.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine. You're, you know, one of the most improved players we've seen here from the start till now. Now, witness, I know you followed a little bit what occurred there on the group chat. We're not going to mention any names, but how do you feel about that whole situation?
Man, I mean, it's just shame on you for doing it once. Shame on me, whatever, how it goes. But, I mean, he's had his chances, his fair amount of chances at that. But, yeah, I mean, that just comes down to what he's, like, his own actions. I mean, there's nothing else really to that.
Now, people have said it reflects, the league office. But as a member of the community, the OFL Now community, do you feel it gives you a bad name also?
I mean, yeah, because if I ever started to play money games, I mean, people address him as not paying up and stuff. And if I ever wanted to do that, nobody would want to play me just because of the fact that, I mean, Matt and I was, like, I mean, been doing that, but yeah.
Now,
but yeah, I mean,
anyways, it's definitely, I know what you mean, because now it's like it's damaging your name, it's taking your name and putting it through the dirt, even though you had nothing to do with it. We've lost league members prior to this. Not lost league members, but lost potential league members. They were considering joining, had them in parties, talked a couple nights. They played a money game. He didn't pay them. He said that meant I wouldn't pay. And, it's affected us before, and it continues. And I think JJ made made a valid point. Yeah,
definitely.
Well, no, I was getting an interesting message coming in talking about Balkino. I said, this is coming from Dynasty LJ talking about Balkino, saying this guy has to be autopilot talking shit. Then Balkino decides to play me. Then I spank his ass, then he quit, shaking my head. So we're going to look into this, guys. Could Balkino be suspended for the playoffs? It's getting interesting out here.
That should definitely be something fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to hear
I didn't even know Balkino had the Ravens. Does he have the Ravens in the league?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Man, but yeah, I mean, that's just something Greg's going to have to look into. I'd love to hear how this story goes.
Oh, yeah. Definitely keep everybody updated.
Does he have the Ravens in the fantasy or something?
I don't know, because I've asked the guy a couple times what league. This is another thing, guys. If you need somebody on auto or you're talking to me about a league, you have to be specific about the group and, the league, because there's so many for me to just keep going through as
and also you have to be specific on why.
Yeah. Now, Snake Guys, what do you think should occur if Balkino just quit a game?
I think he don't want to take another loss, or he don't want to take a loss because maybe he got an injury or whatever. But
do you think he's on drugs?
No.
Okay, he hurt you. Okay, at least we got that cleared up. Here. All right. Okay. Witness. Is this kind of shocking to you to hear Balkino would quit a game?
No, it's not. I mean, I know he wins a lot of games, but, I guess he's just not used to, losing. And, at the end of the day, I'm just not surprised. I don't know. Maybe he was just getting beat pretty bad, but you never know. I mean,
I don't know. I know
he took his beating from BASF, and am I correct? That's who beat him the first time?
Yeah, beat him by 3 possessions. We're out of time, guys. We'll pick up on this tomorrow. Thanks for calling. Peace.
Okay.